Hi everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing University. I'm Diwakar, and today for the first time I'm going to talk about what is voice SEO. Okay, so what is voice SEO? I guess you know already what is SEO, which is search engine optimization, not just the full form, but basically search engine optimization is optimizing your content to get organic traffic for your content. Be it video content, audio content, written content, or visual, graphic content, whatever, but promoting it organically so that more and more people visit your website or visit whatever that you have created, using various other various platforms, be it YouTube or Spotify or LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook and million other platforms. So that is what search engine optimization means. And voice SEO is particularly optimizing for the voice search, which is the future of search, as per the various statistical data and also some research papers. So particularly we are seeing a steep increase in the trend of people using search, people using voice while searching. For example, it is very easy if you download, many people even have downloaded this app, which is Google Assistant. You can just ask Google Assistant for any question and it answers. So with every passing day in 2019 and in the future years, you will be seeing that more and more digital marketers will be focusing on how to optimize for voice search. Like right now I'm making a podcast episode, which is also a part of voice search optimization, I would say, because it is a voice content, and in future audio podcast will be preferred over written text because of the availability of the smart speakers like Google Home and Amazon Alexa being available at the homes of millions and millions of people. So of course, if you're not focusing on voice search, if you are focusing on voice search in 2019, there's a very very good chance that in the next 3 to 4 years, if you stay consistent with it, you are going to become a very big authority in this domain. Because up until now, till today, I don't see any big authority on this sector. But if you start now, by next 3 to 4 years, you will become an authority. It's very easy because right now nobody, I won't say nobody, but most people are not working on voice SEO particularly. So that is voice SEO, optimizing your optimizing for Google Assistant voice search, so that your content is delivered whenever someone asks some things. So there are many tricks which I will obviously share in the future, but this one just was a introduction for people who don't even know what is voice search. There are many optimization techniques which exists already. I have some, I have even invented some of them. I have discovered some of them, which is not even available to the public, or even if you search some videos or even read some voice SEO techniques or tricks and tips, etc. You won't find these tricks because I made it. So more and more people will come on this platform. They will discover many new techniques to optimize them, and then they will put out content sharing those things with the public so that more and more people can use them. And then again, Google will get smart and they will find that loophole and will try to stop you from gaming their system. This is how search engine optimization in any field works, and this trend is going to go on. So if you want to enter a digital marketing career, starting with voice SEO in 2019 should be a great investment for you. You may not get work directly in 2019 itself. You may not be able to earn money right away. It might take 3 to 4 years for you to just hustle and become an authority in this niche, but it will be really worth it. In my terms, it will be really worth it. So that was for today, I guess. I hope you are enjoying my episode, and keep listening. Bye.